You know, when we look back on the housing collapse in 2008 that we're still feeling today, there's no question that many people were qualifying for mortgages they really shouldn't have been able to secure. Now there's a new national mortgage database to be launched next year by the Federal Housing Finance Agency and also by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that will house detailed information about the country's mortgages. Too much information? Steve Yoder of the Financial Times joins us to talk about the new database. Steve, thank you for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Mary Beth. Nice to talk to you.
So let's just talk about what this database will be like and what kinds of information will be in it. And will it include everyone?
It is supposed to include everyone, according to what the two agencies who are going to be launching it have said. It will house detailed information about every mortgage in the country. It will have each borrower's financial and credit profile, the terms of the loan, the loan payment history. That's at a minimum. It may include other kinds of data as well, but it certainly will include those things. It's supposed to act as a kind of monitoring and early warning system that tells us what's happening to mortgages around the country, since we didn't have that, as you noted in your intro.
When you say tells us, tells who? Tells banks?
Well, essentially, the most important audience for this, according to these to the two agencies, is regulators. So, for example, if they see a new mortgage product being issued, like no interest loans, no down payment loans, they see that borrowers are starting to get behind. Database tells them borrowers are starting to get behind on their payments, they can step in. So that's the idea, regular. But other people will be using it too, according to these agencies. Researchers, they're going to apparently release it to the general public as well. So,
Steve, where are they getting the information? Is it coming off of the mortgage applications?
This data currently is scattered across a range of federal agencies and private companies. So they're taking... they're taking data out of, the Office of Comptroller of the Currency, for example, has probably the most at this point. They're going to be taking that data, marrying it with credit bureau files. Actually, the contractor on this is Experian, one of the big credit bureaus. So they're going to be marrying a whole bunch of databases together to come up with this.
Is anyone raising the red flag about privacy?
Well, there are at least a few privacy experts out there who are, and there are two issues mainly. One is how secure these data will be inside the government. So one of these two agencies you noted is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Their inspector general 2 weeks ago came out with a report that said the agency has no comprehensive strategy for ensuring the security of the information they hold. The other concern is that if these data are released to researchers and the public, what format are they going to be in? If they're planning to release individual borrower records with just key identifying fields removed, like property address, loan number, that may not be enough to stop a determined data miner from using existing databases to identify individual mortgage holders and then misuse that data.
Will this be for new mortgages, or are they going to go back in time?
They're actually going back to 1998.
Okay, so anyone pre-98 with a mortgage pre-98 will not be in this database.
That's right.
Theoretically.
Anything originated after 98 forward, according to what they've told us.
All right, and when's it supposed to go online?
Well, next year sometime. So when they say next year sometime, we kind of assume that means toward the end of the year.
Okay, Steve. Yeah. Steve Yoder, thank you so much, with the Financial Times talking about a new housing database.
Thanks so much.